That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay, the price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it will even up the score, don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel.
It's gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
It will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome, excuse me, to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this beautiful morning, Saturday, October 1st, 2016. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Morning.
And we say good morning, Holy Spirit, because we gather in the name of Jesus Christ. And our word tells us that wherever two or more gather in His name, He is there also. So we say, Jesus, welcome. And welcome, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, be with us today. Well, Jason, if you'd open us up in prayers, after that we'll open the phone lines and go from there.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before You and we ask for Your blessing upon this broadcast this morning. We ask for Your blessing upon us, Father, Your remnant, Father, as we cry out to You as our Savior, our Deliverer, Father. We pray that You look down upon us, that You smile at us, Father, that You just put Your face down upon us and that You just allow us to be a blessing to Your people, Father. We pray that we may be a blessing to Your people. We pray that we may be a blessing to You in Your kingdom, Father. We pray and lift up our hands and say, here we are, use us, Father. Use us in a mighty and powerful way, Father. We pray that You deliver us from the conspiracies of men, the schemes of the devil, the power of the dog, and the forces that come against us, Father. We know that these forces are great and they're many right now. And we just ask, Father, to be delivered. We pray, Father, that You allow us to see our enemies, to see who they are and what they're doing and how they conspire against us, Father. We know that they're plotting against us. And we pray, let them be caught in their plots, Father. We pray that You deal with them as with Midian and Sisera, Father. Bring them down to the ground, Father. Crush them under the soles of our feet, Father. We pray for these tares, these wicked ones. We desire them to be off the land or under the land, Father. And we lift that up to You and ask for You to make that call. But we do bring them before Your throne, Father, for justice and for this land to be a just land and a righteous land once again. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, the program, folks, is Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And so we're here. We've got our Bibles open, our coffee still hot, and we've got the phone lines open this morning. If you want to call in, 307-745-5913. Plenty going on. Another school shooting this past week in South Carolina. Didn't go quite as big as they wanted it to, I don't think, but it got stopped pretty much in its track, and that's a good thing. And Chick-fil-A once again in the mix of it. The election's coming up next month. I think it's November 7th, and you would think that people would want to get people registered to vote. But not if it's Chick-fil-A registering people that come to Chick-fil-A to vote. And so down in Florida, there's a Pinellas County Chick-fil-A that is working out to where they, you know, if you want to register to vote, if you're not, you can register to vote there at the Chick-fil-A. And that's not fair for Chick-fil-A to register, to open up a voter registration there at Chick-fil-A. And, you know, although there's over 300 voter registration drives being gone all over that county, it's okay to have them anywhere but Chick-fil-A. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, but it's okay. Here at University in Colorado, there was pizza places giving away free pizza if you come in and register to vote, because they know that they're all liberals in the higher education, liberal mills.
Right. Yeah. And in Houston, the taco trucks, there's a whole fleet of taco trucks that are also working as voter registration, and that's okay. That's okay, but it's these pro-LGBT dog people, things, equality group, that are all in favor of getting out the vote, just not for Chick-fil-A doing it. Saying, well, you know, it's more right-wing conservative people that go to Chick-fil-A, and so it's biased towards them. And I don't remember a sign being out in front of the Chick-fil-A down in Fort Collins that says, you know, only right-wing Christians can come here. Anyway, it just, I think it ties back in with how we read in the Gospels when Christ came against the Pharisees, and he talked about how they would put burdens on us. They put burdens on the people that they don't carry. And in today's vernacular, it's, listen, those laws are for us. Those laws are for us to obey, not for those people making the laws. But they're for us, and we're supposed to obey them. But they don't. They believe they are above the law, and it's the same way here. Anyway. Not that the people elect the president anyway. Even in the grand, in the, well, not in the not-so-grand scheme of things, it's the Electoral College that elects the president and not the popular vote.
Yeah, that's true.
But
yeah, so something that was disheartening this morning, Alabama Chief Justice removed from the bench, advising the lower courts to uphold the Alabama marriage laws, and that was Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore's defense on traditional marriage has cost him a seat on the bench. But you know, if you really look into this thing, the major deterioration and the major victory in the Antichrist that's come during the Abomination administration has come primarily for one reason, or by one reason, and that's the number of liberal Antichrist federal judges that have been appointed all throughout the country.
And yes, everywhere.
Have overturned the will of the people. And I've been convicted lately that we need to do a little bit of research into our Bible and start claiming the promises and the penalties for those that were judges that were not ruling righteously. And I know there's quite a bit throughout the Bible on that, and we need to start calling on the power of God against a lot of these so-called federal judges that are pushing the Antichrist agenda.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100% with that. You know, and just to look at what they, you know, when God calls one thing justice, and they call something that's completely opposite justice, they've actually changed the word, and they try to change the word of God. And I believe that's why they use words like justice and chief justice and judge and magistrate. And you know, talk about casting a spell. Talk about double-mindedness. When the Bible says that the judge is to judge righteously, that he is to rule on these laws, these ordinances, and he says that there is no lawgiver, and man comes along and sets it up, I believe that that system is flipping their middle finger right up at God, is what they're doing. I mean, they're telling God where to go, and it is, I mean, it's complete 100% defiance. And, you know, a lot of people have a huge respect for that system, and you know, I mean, I understand that that's the system we're in and respect it, but it is not a godly system at all. What it has become is completely antichrist, ungodly, and it's filthy and it's dirty, and I believe that it is disgusting to our Heavenly Father.
Amen. But you know, in I believe it's there for a reason. In Revelation 22, right at about the end of the Bible. We're going to read verses 18 and 19. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city which are written in this book. So I think if we actually... we find all of the laws of God and the rules and the penalties of these judges who are not judging righteously,
right,
then these kind of promises, these kind of plagues, God will keep his word. There's no doubt about it. There's only one thing that he cannot do, and that's lie.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
So that's a new...
Yeah, well, and I think that's what, you know, I mean, that's basically, when you're doing that, you're holding God to his word. You know, kind of like the prophecies in Daniel, when they started praying, they said, hey, the 70 years is up, you know, it's been written. Now let's go to God and bring this before God. If God says that we have unrighteous judges, if we have ungodly judges, and this is what they are due for that, and we bring them before the throne of our Heavenly Father, I believe that they will be held accountable for it.
Amen. They either come to repentance or they don't wake up some morning, and you start seeing that all across the country. And
we bring them up to the chief judge. That's what it boils down to.
Amen.
You know, that's what Elijah did back in 1 Kings 18 when he came before Ahab. You know, Elijah had been hiding out, but it had come to a time to where it was enough is enough. And in verse 17... when Ahab saw Elijah, of course, Ahab's a bad king, Ahab said to him, is this you, you troubler of Israel? And you know, that's what Christians get called today. You know, is why are you causing problems? You know, why are you troubling all the people? And of course, it's as backwards as it can be. And Elijah said, I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, because you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and have followed the Baals. And that's what our judges today have done. That's what our leaders have done.
Prophets.
That's
absolutely
what our judges have done. Yeah, the Baal prophets, not just the false prophets, the dirty birds in the pulpits, but the judges. You know, how many times did our pastor preach and teach from the pulpit on what would happen in California? The people would overwhelmingly vote 85% to block gay marriage, or to not give illegal aliens driver's licenses, or extended benefits, or, I mean, time and time again. And then some left-wing liberal federal judge would just sign it away. And we see it all over. You just, you know, you're seeing the same thing down in in Alabama that you talked about with Judge Moore, you know. But on the other end of the spectrum, these filthy Antichrist judges, well, it's like the false prophets prophesying falsely, and the people love to have it so. That's the problem. The people have to see that what these judges are doing is against God.
Yeah, but whose fault is that? You know, our pastor taught us that it used to be the preachers who dictated the morality of the people. And now that the preachers all throughout the land, probably in the 70 to 80% percentile, have become acceptant and tolerant of sin for one reason. They whore themselves for money. They know that if they preach that if you don't repent, you're going to hell, and hell's a hell of a place, and you don't want to go there. And if they uphold the laws of God, then those who want their ears tickled, who do not want to endure sound doctrine, will not continue to put money in their offering plates.
That's right. It's greed. That's why Christ said that.
In America.
That's right. That greed, you know, that love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. And that's what it is. That they you're right, John. They whore themselves to keep the money flowing in the offering plate.
I wrote that in one of the newsletter articles that I read about. I think it was a Pentecostal gathering that the leader, one of the men, had the guts to say, "What are we doing here, men? We're allowing all of this." And the leader hung his head, and one by one they confessed, "Yeah, but I have a mortgage, and, you know, we just built a new wing on the church," and, you know, on and on and on. And I could just, when I'm reading that article, I could see our pastor saying, "Whores, all of you."
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And he would.
Well, and he did, you know.
It shows you, you know, and I think that it's right here in Timothy, 2 Timothy 4:3. It says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires." And, you know, men's hearts have grown cold, and they've grown away from God.
Yes.
Because that's also prophesied, and this scripture has come to pass. I mean, they're going after their own desires, and when they go after their own desires, they have a sinful desire. That's ingrained in man, straight from the beginning of time. So when they go after their own desires and they have a sinful heart, they're going to go after sinful preachers and teachers that accept sin.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, I'm sure, Jason, you know more about it, but something significant is happening today by executive order of the abomination, but basically it was, as far as I can tell, it was our U.S. military that created the Internet, and originally it was created so that there would be a means of communications if there was some sort of EMP or some sort of catastrophe that brought down the current communications. And we've always had the reign of that as far as domain names and things like that, but not having a complete understanding. I'm just going to read a statement here that says, "The U.S. has been in control of the domain names of the Internet since its inception. If we relinquish this control, it goes probably to the U.N. Then you have countries like Russia, China, and Iran, any other country that wants to play. And they got to determine to regulate those domain names within their countries." He warned of authoritarian leaders controlling what their people can access. And then it says, "I think we're going to see a decrease in access to the Internet, a decrease of freedom over the Internet, and to an extent that we've never experienced before." And the way I see it is, they've been talking about it for years, and it's another one of those horse things too, in one way, because the amount of tax money that they're losing through Internet commerce is unbelievable. and they know that, and they want to be able to control that. But more importantly, they want to be able to control what truth gets out there, especially regarding Christianity. Gee, I wonder if SFAW could be on that list, you know?
Can we say censorship?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this will be great. Let the UN take care of this. It'll be great. Yeah, look how well they've done with everything else.
Well, it's all part of the New World Order that we all know about, the one world government, one world religion. But here's the real interesting thing, and if this doesn't infuriate every American, at least the ones that still have somewhat hope in the judicial system, both the Republicans and the Democrats left to go home to campaign for their reelection, and knowing that this was looming, that the Obama nation had set a false date for this authority to transfer today. And then there was one last-ditch effort, I believe it was yesterday. Of course, it went before a federal judge appointed by the Obama nation, and he ruled against it. So this is going through. And what I've heard, too, that once it's released, once that, I don't know how it works, but there's, you know, the codes and all that stuff, there's no getting it back. I mean, changing in leadership, there's no taking it back. So once it's gone, it's gone. I don't know if you heard more about that.
Yeah, well, that's basically what's happened. And then they want to take it from the, and it is what it is. It's censorship. I mean, basically they relinquished the control of it. I mean, Arizona, Oklahoma, Nevada, Texas, are the big ones that have been fighting it. And their state representatives, attorney general's office are fighting it because they're fighting it on their state level, saying how it's going to affect their state, not just the whole nation. And every one of them should be on board with it, but, you know, it's just control, control, control is what it is. They're taking the domain system, and, you know, before it's been fairly secure, and it's been fairly, the last couple of years it's been pretty bulletproof. I mean, you know, it's set up into grids, and basically the grid system is, you know, you've got different sections, just like our power system. That's why our power system is set up the way that it is, you know, if one grid goes down, you can backfeed it from another direction, and you can get a signal from point A to point B. You can get power from point A to point B. With the new system that they want to put in place, too, they have millions and millions of dollars set aside, probably close to billions of dollars. I mean, I don't know, because it's an undisclosed amount of money. But basically, they want control over each and every one of the grids, too, which gives the ability to flip the switch and kill the Internet. You know, and if we look at what they've done with our media over the past, I mean, it's, you know, we know that they've taken control over the newspapers, a large portion of the radio stations, the television stations. They've taken over Hollywood. What's not to think that they're not going to try to take over the Internet? I mean, you know, it's already happening in places, in certain areas. I mean, and it's been proven time and time again that certain areas that they've done that, in areas where they've blocked certain words, where you can't get certain things. You type into a search engine Jesus Christ and you don't get anything. You know, they've already done that in certain countries and in certain areas and tried it, and it's been successful. But what's not to, you know, that was a testing ground. That was just, you know, you know, here we are. This is another phase of them taking control and censorship. And that's what, you know, their goal right now is one world government and a new world order and a one world religion.
Yep.
And what they call a religion isn't even a religion. It's you know, just a death style.
Well, it all goes back to the beginning when Lucifer basically plotted, formed a coup against God, and God sat there and he laughed and he watched. And when he had raised up, you know, some translations say a third of the angels, some say myriads and myriads, but he had raised up this coup that was going to take over him, because for one reason, and I think we missed that, he wanted the worship of the people. That's the main goal of Lucifer. So that's the main goal of the Antichrist, to win those who worship the Lord Jesus Christ over to their side. There's nothing new under the sun. And when God cast Lucifer down and he became Satan, there was, you know, a third of the angels, or myriads and myriads, whichever you prefer, that were cast down as well. And, you know, that's a whole nother story with the Nephilim but those were demons. And those demons are still on the earth today. And they're still looking for the conduits into the people. And there's so many around us today. I was just thinking about this the other day when I was growing up. They just came out with cell phones, and they were a brick, and it weighed about 6 pounds, and you had to be somewhat affluent to be able to afford it.
They give you headaches, they heat up your ear sometimes.
Yeah, or to afford the bill. And the computer was this little floppy disk that you put in a little Apple square box that was maybe 8 inches by 8 inches, and you know, wasn't much faster than a calculator. And how we come to the point where we have the computer, you know, the power, the computing power on these smartphones. But the reality is, all this technology has done nothing but really advance the enemy. It really has. It's created so many more conduits to demons and so many more distractions for our people. And I know that the enemy knows that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep, I did.
Amen. Well, it's Jason, it's that verse you read. You know, the day will come, they will not endure sound doctrine. And, you know, when we can be kept busy with everything else under the sun, that certainly keeps us away from God, away from His Word, away from, from the sound doctrine. You know, Jason, you mentioned earlier about censorship, and we talk about that. Oh, censorship's coming to the internet, or maybe. You know, it's already there. The Columbine shooting down in Colorado in 1999, they made a movie, PureFlix, which is kind of a Christian movie-making group. They made a movie called I'm Not Ashamed, and it's got Sadie Robertson from the Duck Dynasty clan is in the role of Rachel Scott, who was a Christian young lady that was killed at Columbine High School in 1999. And they've had the trailer out for almost a year, and YouTube has blocked the trailer for the last 11 months. It's just now they've kind of gotten down to the bottom of it, and YouTube offers no explanation. Even when the lawyers for this movie group have contacted them and tried to, you know, now it's back up where you can see that, and the movie comes out, I think, the end of this month in theaters. But for 11 months, YouTube has blocked the trailer, you know, being able to watch this movie coming out about this, and it's because it is a movie of faith. It's a Christian-based, family-based movie, and that's what the internet does. That's what these antichrists do. Anyway,
we have the censorship.
We have the censorship now.
You sent out an article the other day about Tim Tebow. Now whether you like sports or not, Tim Tebow was a good role model for these people who have been sucked into this sports arena. Our young people, he was a good role model. And if you think about where we are today versus where we were, you know, what was it, 5-6 years ago, whatever it was, when Tim Tebow was out there at least representing Jesus Christ, at least representing that he wanted to save himself for marriage, right, and all the things that
the Antichrist just can't stand. They just can't stand it. And to see in the last minutes of those games that, you know, call it divine intervention, call it whatever you want, but people knew that there was something special about this young man. And if you look at the story, too, of his mother, I think they were in Africa or something, and she was pregnant, and the doctors were telling her that this child is going to be, you know, mentally retarded, he may not even live. And over and over, they hammered this mother and father with these supposed truths based on the testing that this child would never survive. And they decided, they clung to the faith of Jesus Christ, and she went ahead and had that child, and that child was Tim Tebow.
Yes.
And they can't stand it. They just can't stand it. And, you know, obviously the Jews are hugely involved with the NFL. Obviously they're hugely involved with all of the sports media. And you know what? They didn't hide it either. Those terrorists stuck their heads up just as plain as day in the media and in the sports leadership of the teams, and they basically said, we hate Tim Tebow. And you know why? Because the dark hates the light.
Yes.
And the light shines to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear.
Amen. Amen. I've got that article. It was just something somebody emailed to me. But folks, if you'd like to have it, you can contact us, and I'll send it to you. You know, I had my teenage son read it. We're not as into sports as some others are, but you know, it sure catches their attention. And we'd, you know, when he was playing, Tim Tebow was playing ball, we'd sure gather around and watch ball game, and it was eye opening to my 18-year-old to see that. He was like, wow, that makes sense, because it's truth. It's their own words. You know, it's just like in the, what is it, Jason, the 1988 Jewish Almanac, where the Jews themselves say it's incorrect to call an ancient Israelite or Hebrew a Jew. They are not the people of the Bible.
They know that.
They know that. But our people are so brainwashed, and there are, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the people love to have it so. You read that they will not endure sound doctrine. That means they will not endure truth, but they want the lie. And that's how the people are. They want the lie because everybody else believes the lie. You know, it's the emperor's new clothes. The old fairy tale about that. It truly is. But in their own words, they tell you that they're not the Hebrews. They're not the Israelites. But they'll go along with the goyim. They'll go along with the goyim, is what they call us, the cattle, believing that they are, as we're led to slaughter. I did hear Tim Tebow is working with, who is it? I don't know if it's the Mets, but some farm league, Triple A, and first up at bat, I heard he cracked one out of the stadium. Home run.
Yeah.
So, you know, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, guys, we've got the phone lines open, but nobody's calling. 307-745-5913. If you do want to call in, folks, we're about halfway through the program this morning, and it's coffee with the Wranglers, and I should have brought another pot of coffee over here. I'm about two-thirds through my cup. But if you want to call in, 307-745-5913. You know, the
we brought up
go ahead.
Well, we brought up earlier this week that the Antichrist's enemies, if you remember back in April, we talked about the archway to the Temple of Baal that were to be mass produced and put all around the world, and there was an outrage of the people who do have eyes to see and ears to hear, and they canceled those plans. And if you do the search, that's the first thing that comes up, because as I was trying to warn people about this, they would send me back a reply and say, Snopes says that this isn't true, and you know, and I got news for you, Snopes is just another liberal arm as well, and half the stuff that they say isn't true is true. But anyways, not only did they not honor what they said they were going to do, imagine that, they actually erected that archway to the Temple of Baal in London, Trigular Square, whatever the heck it is, can't even pronounce it, and in April. And then here just, I believe it was Monday, the September 19th, they erected the same replica on Manhattan Island right in front of the Capitol there, dead center to the entrance of the Capitol. And you know, there's some people who can see that, and they're like, wow, I can't even, you know, they can't believe it. But other people are like, so what? What does that have to do with anything? And I said, well, obviously right. You don't understand what Baal is. And most of them, I told you before, when this men's prayer breakfast, they didn't even know what Baal was. So they had to tell them what Baal was. But, you know, that was the temple where they would sacrifice their children to Moloch, which, by the way, they would place those children in the arms of Moloch, and then the fire would come up and consume while they were having sexual immorality all around. That was the Temple of Baal, and there was the temple prostitutes. And, I mean, how far are we from that? You know, look where we're headed.
We're neck deep in it, John. The society that we're in, you know, and it's this is kind of a rated PG-13 program, so we can't really get into the details of how the Baal worships were and the sexual orgies, and it was horrible. But we, you know, you have it again on your phone. You know, you can click three clicks on the internet and join in that. You know, abortion is rampant in the land, and it is. It's Moloch worship once again. And that temple, I'm planning on bringing a few details of that in one of the Sunday morning scriptural reviews of the news here coming up. But you know, part of it was where that Baal temple was, or that this archway. It was at the one way. There was only one way in and out of the Baal temples, and this archway was the entrance to that. It was you had to go through this archway to get into the Temple of Baal. So everybody did, and so you know, it's, you'd mentioned it before, John, that it's they intend it to be a type of a portal, a type of, you know, it's the door, it is, and it's a conduit. And but you know, greater is He that's for us. But in the days of when we read earlier, in the days of Elijah and Ahab, you know, he said, "Hey, if the Lord is God, meaning the Lord Jesus Christ is God, serve Him. If Baal, then serve him." And that's the choice. But it's like in Isaiah 1 verse 3 says, "An ox knows its owner, and a donkey its master's manger, but Israel does not know." My people do not understand. Well, the remnant does. The remnant does. The truth junkies, the people that God has called and have listened to the modern day prophet that God put in our presence, that preached for the last 35 years, to tell the people, to try to get them to understand, to put that you know, and our pastor did that. He put truth out no matter what. And built this foundation of this ministry on Jesus Christ. And, you know, truth is still there. That sound doctrine that they will not endure that you read about, Jason, it's still there. It's just a matter of if the people want to believe it or not. It's still truth. If you don't want to believe it, well, you know, the Bible says, my people do not understand. Isn't it Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and it's a lack of biblical knowledge. It's a lack of biblical truth.
Yeah, I was looking back too at when they're in Detroit when they released the 9-foot statue of Baphomet too, and you read about that and how they had the grand opening and or grand whatever it was, grand unveiling, and people with VIP tickets were allowed to go up and get their picture taken, you know, with Baphomet. And I was trying to figure out what happened to that son of a bitch and statue, but as far as I know, it's still still in Detroit. I know the plan was to take it to Oklahoma City and put it next to the Ten Commandments, but obviously those have been removed.
And that was thwarted. They haven't. Yeah, I saw something on that last week. They didn't get it into Oklahoma City, but they do have it in Detroit. And look at Detroit. You want to talk about a besieged city, a city that has been burned, a city that has been destroyed. So why not put a statue of the destroyer in a city that's been destroyed? You know, it's who they worship.
It's not far behind it.
No, it's not. It's not.
I was reading an article about the most dangerous places in the world, and St. Louis came up there, too, in the top, I believe it was the top 10, and you're talking about places like Somalia, and, I mean, you know, we never used to have that in this country. There was never cities that have been given over to evil, and they're being taken more and more. Look at Dearborn, Michigan. That might as well be a Muslim country now.
Yep, it is.
But it's our fault. We fell asleep as the watchman over the house of Israel. And then you see now there's these satanic clubs coming to Portland Elementary School. On Tuesday, the Parcos School District formally approved Satanic Portland's petition to launch a club at Sacramento Elementary School. The Satan Temple has been targeting schools with the Good News Clubs, which are sponsored by the Child Evangelism Fellowship, an organization whose purpose is to evangelize boys and girls with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, how this all came to be was one parent who did not like the fact that their child came back and was trying to tell them about Jesus, called the ACLU, and the ACLU probably got a hold of their sister organizations, Freedom From Religion Foundation, who gets a hold of the Satanic Foundation, and now not only in Portland, but anywhere where there's any type of Christian after-school programs, this new Satanic after-school program is going to be added to the list of options.
Yeah, and when they some of the news articles that are out there, they say, well, we don't worship a deity. We're just there for free thinking and to encourage people, children, to think for themselves and this kind of stuff. Well, but they don't call it the After School Free Thinkers Club. And so even in their own paperwork, in their own words, it's all double-mindedness. It's the Babel of Babylon. And so, and don't think that they didn't put the name of the club. They set that up just the way they want it to, you know, because we're big on acronyms. You know, SFA is for Scriptures for America, ATF, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, After School Satan. You figure out the type of club it's going to be, and the type of club it is, and the type of people that are going to flock there. The After School Satan Club. Jason, I think you nailed it with your verse from 2 Timothy, was it? That they will not endure sound doctrine. Heaping to themselves these false teachers to make them feel good.
How low can you go? That's the question. Unfortunately, I think we got a ways to go.
Yeah.
Absolutely, we do. I mean, you know, and the thing is that what we're talking about isn't for the masses, and the masses aren't going to accept it at this point in time. You know, I mean, we desire for them to, and we pray for revival, and we do everything we can, but, you know, we got to recognize that, hey, we're here for the remnant. There is a remnant. There's been prophesied there's going to be a remnant of a remnant, and that's who we're, you know, we got to continue to stay on that straight and narrow and fight the good fight that's put before us, because, you know, to be an overcomer, we got to have something to overcome, and that's right where we're at. That's the position that our Heavenly Father sees fit for us to put in. So we got to learn the lessons that are put before us. We got to do our best and try our hardest, and it's a fight. Sometimes it's a struggle, but, you know, that's where we're at. So So that's what we have to do. And, you know, I mean, you got to smile at the future. Those Gideon soldiers, you know, you got to think that, you know, when they went from 30,000 to 10,000 and from 10,000 to, or, you know, 3,000 to 300, I bet you they felt pretty weary at times. I mean, looking around, okay, we need more in numbers. We need more of this. We need more of that. We need more weapons. We need the big guns, you know. And, you know, you just got to find comfort and you got to find peace, and you can't fret over the evildoers. I mean, everything that we've been talking about is the evildoers are out there. They're targeting us. They're fighting us. It's a war. It's a real live war situation, but we don't need to fret of it. We need to find, you know, peace and comfort in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and recognize that greater are the forces that are for us than the forces that are against us. And He will deliver us. He will deliver His people.
Amen.
We may not see how. And I believe that's where faith comes in. We, you know, we want to do this, we want to do that, and I think that's what we're supposed to be doing, is, you know, doing everything we can to combat our enemies and the enemies of Christ. At the same time, when He delivers us, it's probably not going to be at all how we think He's going to do it, or even how we think He should do it. But He will deliver His people.
Amen. He always has delivered His remnant. Well, we got a caller. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, fellas. This is Marlon down in Tennessee.
Well, good morning, Marlon.
Good to hear you coming in. Really good. It's amazing how good the signal is. Usually in the mornings in general, it's probably about the best time. I wanted to just make a quick observation here. It kind of ties in a little bit with what Jason just said. I can remember Pastor preaching a sermon about war and controlling resources. You know, that's one of the things, one of your objectives that you do in war. And so it's only natural that this false god would want to basically control everything. They want to control the free exchange of information between two people. They want to... They've already said, you know, that they own the water and the wind, the wildlife, and all the property everywhere. So if you can control the speech, then obviously you can control the thought. You know, they own the airways. Well, if they had imposed just a little bit tighter restrictions on the airways, I would have never found Scriptures for America, because they could have very easily just said, you know, back in those days it was WWCR, but they could have very easily just said, you know, there's no such thing as Christian programming, and the airways belong, quote unquote, to everybody, which is just code for they belong to us, keep your hands off of them. So now you're not even really free to move about. You know, the Supreme Court has ruled that this stop and search business is perfectly legal, and so you're not secure in your person or in your property in any way, as long as you're looking for protection under this bail system that we have. Our protection comes from our Father, and that's the only secure place there is.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Yeah, I'd received a text from someone that said, well, yeah, but technology's been good because it's brought people to SFAW, but the reality is, the more I talk to people, especially at Branson, and I would say that probably 80% of the people who are members of this body probably heard a message from Pastor Peters on shortwave before anything. Now, we've had shortwave and phones for a lot longer than we've had computers and the Internet. So I still maintain that the technology's done more to advance evil than it has good.
Well, I would agree, and I think that one thing about shortwave radio as opposed to the Internet is, in one afternoon, you can shut down all of the Internet, but you can't shut down all of the radio communications between ham operators, and they can jam frequencies and stuff like that, but there have been people, I remember back in the big Patriot movement, there was a fella that was in prison in Michigan, and he was broadcasting live from inside a penitentiary, and they couldn't figure out how he was doing it or where it was coming from. And so there's some pretty smart people out there. What I suspect will happen is a whole nother internet will probably spring up, and then another one, and then another one, and for every one of their controls, God always provides a way around that. So,
amen. And you know, God's protected shortwave, and you will continue. I believe you'll continue to protect it, continue to grow it.
Yes.
I know that the owners of the shortwave station don't claim it to be theirs. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's a weapon in the spiritual warfare. I know for a fact that our pastor was convicted through whether it was a vision or whatever it was, but Bible Worldwide is making a huge difference because it's fulfilling Matthew 24:14, and the gospel will be preached all around the world, and then the end shall come. And you know, a lot of the things that this ministry's done, I think, has brought on a lot of what we're going through right now. You can see the confusion in Babylon. They're grasping at straws. They don't know what to do anymore because they've run out of tricks as far as the economy, and they've run out of tricks, you know, regarding their plans. But, you know, another thing our pastor always taught us was they play chess and we play checkers. And you can see from 10 years before 9/11, when George Bush Sr. gave his famous speech, and I encourage you to go back and look at it while you still can, but you look at that man, you look at the evil in his eyes, and he said point blank, make no mistake, we will get it done. And 10 years later, we got 9/11. Well, from 9/11, the only one who's lost freedom is the American people. We've got us into, what, three, four wars? Now look at the main reason for all of the wars in the Middle East was for one purpose, to create the refugee crisis. Look at how it's destroyed Europe, and look at how it's destroying America. There's over 1 million immigrants that have brought in. I was reading articles the other day. Since the 80s, they've been bringing them in here from Somalia and Africa. And if you look around, you can see that the demographics are changing.
Yes, they have. They have. Well, Marlon, thanks so much, brother. Hope you have a blessed weekend.
Yes, sir. You too, and y'all take care.
All right. God bless.
Thanks, Marlon.
Guys, I think we got time for one more caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Paul in Illinois. How you doing?
Well, good morning, Paul. Good to hear from you, brother.
Yes, amen, brother. Hey, I was listening to the conversation here, and yesterday a friend gave me a copy, September 27th, of The Final Call, and it relates to what you gentlemen were speaking of, especially John there in Detroit. And this is put out by the Unreverend Farrakhan, okay? And it goes on to say here what the Muslims want. It's pretty interesting. We want freedom. We want full and complete freedom. Number two, we want justice. Equal justice under the law. We want justice applied equally to all, regardless of creed or class or color. Three, we want equality of opportunity. We want equal membership in society with the best in civilized society. So I guess they admit they're not civilized, and we're the best. Number four, we want our people in America, whose parents or grandparents were descendants from slaves, to be allowed to establish a separate state or territory of their own. I guess that would be Detroit. Either on this continent or elsewhere, we believe that our former slave masters are obligated, that would be the Jews, to provide such land, and that area must be fertile and minerally rich. We believe our former slave masters are obligated to maintain and supply our needs in this separate territory for the next 20 to 25 years until we're able to produce and supply our own needs. Sounds like affirmative action.
It does. By their own words.
Interesting.
By their own words.
Interesting. It's really unbelievable. And what they believe, just read this real quick. They believe, you know, in their God Allah. They believe in the prophets of God, the Holy Quran. Number three, we believe in the truth of the Bible, but we believe it's been tampered with and must be reinterpreted so that mankind will not be snared by the falsehoods that have been added to it. So it's just interesting to see what they believe and what they promote and what their goals are as the Israelites that have got hold of our country and the other white countries allow these people to come in to set up that racial and religious strife.
Yep. Paul, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing that with everybody.
All right, brothers.
Thanks, Paul.
Have a great weekend.
All
God
right.
bless.
You too. Well, guys, that's all the time we got this morning. The time sure flies. We do want to invite you to come to church with us tomorrow. You can join us at scripturesforamerica.org at 10 a.m. Central, or 10 a.m. Mountain Time, 11 a.m. Central, noon on the East Coast. And join us for church. We'll have a scriptural review of the news for you, and we'll have some good music, and we'll have a communion service. John, I think you've got communion tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to that. And we'll have a Holy Spirit-inspired message for you. Be full of scriptures, full of how they apply to us today. So there's your invite, folks. You know, you can invite your friends. They don't have to get dressed up and drive, other than maybe over to your house to watch and to join us. And you can do that on the live video stream at the website. If you are going to join us in La Porte at the La Porte Church of Christ, we ask you to give us a call. Let us know you're coming by, and we'll have a cup of coffee for you. And we'll sure do that. Well, guys, thanks again for taking the time this morning. And Remnant, we thank you for your prayers and your support. It's because of that we are able to continue to broadcast the gospel truths out that we do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The sound doctrine that is still sound, the gospel, the unadulterated word of God straight from his Bible. Well, thanks, men. We'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 rolling. Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and pray together, make them health and forever. Knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move
them
out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more, snake high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high. Ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them more, snake hide.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out.